Well, the Iowa State Legislature had a busy week this past week, and a funnel week was a week ago, actually, with all the legislation having to go through the committees. I'm being joined right now by State Representative Dr. Tom Gennery on our weekly Gennery Journal. And so, Dr. Gennery, let's talk a little bit about some of those bills that have made it through and what is being discussed at the state legislature. And I guess let's start with one that was pretty much divided by the party system, and that is with Representative, and I'm trying to think which his name, but anyway, it was introduced to have guards or metal detectors in place of public places that would not normally allow to have guns. So let's talk about that one. That was kind of controversial, but it was passed on a party vote anyway.
Right. You're referring to Representative Steve Holt, and he and Representative Winchell kind of handle our Second Amendment things. They're extremely well-versed in it, and they just have a great presence on the floor. And basically what that bill did, it was House File 2502, and what that did was a city or town cannot regulate concealed carry or transporting weapons more than the state law allows. And that would mean, like, just as an example, that Lamar said you can't have a firearm of any type inside the city limits, and that's not this bill prevents that. They can't have legislation that is more severe than what the state allows. But also, as you alluded to, it makes it so that if you have an area where they do not allow you to have your Second Amendment right to carry a firearm, then that entity has to provide screening and an armed guard to protect you, since you can't exercise your Second Amendment right to carry a weapon. And actually, I did learn something. You'll see these signs that say gun-free zone. Those are illegal and have been since 1990. But this bill would allow for, like in a courtroom, someplace where there could be, you know, some very high emotions, where you can't have a firearm, and we certainly understand that. But if you can't have one, then they have to provide security, an armed guard, and a way to screen people so they can't bring a weapon into an area like that. And schools are completely exempt from this. I want to mention that. This has schools have always been, weapons-free zones, and that is in the law. So That was one. We passed actually 40 bills this past week, and they some of them were, we had a couple of fun ones. One was you can get a permanent trout stamp if you're 65 or older, just like you can get a permanent hunting and fishing license. And another one was you can purchase a senior crossbow deer hunting license at 65 instead of 70. So those were a couple of ones that passed unanimously. And one that I want to mention is that this was very important in that the county zoning comprehensive plan was passed 66-29 for not voting. And what that is it keeps intact the master matrix for agricultural production, and it prevents a county board of supervisors from saying that, well, you can't have more than 50 animals or something of that nature. Because if that was allowed, you'd have 99 sets of laws pertaining to livestock production, and that would really, really severely hamper our farmers. So I was glad that that we were able to pass that.
Okay, and it obviously is going to be good news for, particularly for Plymouth County, where we do have a good, I guess you want to say, animal production, animal livestock production is one of our economic thresholds, if you will, and everything. So that's obviously good news for the local farmers, as you indicated. What are some of the other bills that passed the House that, or have come over from the Senate side that the House has to vote on yet?
Well, we have one other a bill that we passed that will go over to the Senate, and it prohibits county supervisors from holding multiple elected offices. And there was some debate about that because in some counties they have difficulty getting people to fill these positions. But in we wanted to make sure that in some counties that the supervisors can't be on the zoning board or something like that, and it's just best if they are have one elected office at a time. Another bill that we passed was House File 2383, and what that does is the colleges of medicine and dentistry at the University of Iowa have to admit at least 75% Iowa residents, and that was kind of hotly debated, and they're at about 68% now, so it wasn't like we were asking a whole lot more, but argument on the other side was that the University of Iowa is going to lose money from non-resident students, but the issue is that a lot of these non-resident students don't stay in the state, but they're being funded by the taxpayers of the state of Iowa. So we want to make sure that you know, the vast majority of them are Iowa residents, because they have a much better chance of staying in the state. So those are some of the bills that, of course, we had, like I say, quite a few more, but those are the ones that I thought people would be most interested in.
And on the agenda for next week, what are some of the bills that will be debated in the House for next week?
Well, there is one that might be. It would be House File 684, and that is a bill that provides limited immunity from certain criminal offenses and prohibiting certain disciplinary actions for persons under 21 years of age who report, seek, or require emergency assistance for alcohol overdoses. And what that means is if somebody that's underage and has been drinking and has, like, an overdose of alcohol, a person can call 911, stay with them, and the police and so forth will be able to talk with them, but they can't really charge them with anything for staying there with that person. But this is kind of a one and done. You can't keep doing that if you're the same person. So that's a good bill.
All right. Well, I've been visiting with Dr. Tom Jennery, our state representative from Lamar's, as we have been looking back on legislation from this past week.